This is a mutual fund observer profile of Beck, Mac and Oliver Partners Fund, whose ticker symbol is BMPEX. It was published in September 2013. Beck, Mac and Oliver Partners Fund seeks long-term capital appreciation consistent with the preservation of capital. It is an all-cap fund that invests primarily in common stock, but has the ability to purchase convertible securities, preferred stocks, and a wide variety of fixed income instruments. In general, it is a concentrated portfolio of foreign and domestic equities that focuses on finding well-managed businesses with durable competitive advantages in healthy industries and purchasing them when the risk-reward profile is asymmetric to the upside. The fund is managed by Zachary Widerer. He's managed the fund since its conversion from a limited partnership in December 2009. He expects to continue managing the fund for the next quarter century. Zach also manages the equity sleeve for one annuity and about $750 million in separate accounts. Mr. Widerer has over $1 million invested in the fund, in addition to investments by members of his family. As of October 2013, he believes he is the fund's largest single shareholder and describes the fund as a wealth creation vehicle for me and my family. The minimum investment required to open an account with the fund is $2,500, which is reduced to $2,000 for IRAs and just $250 for accounts established with an automatic investment plan. What follows is the observer's commentary on the fund. One of the most important, most approachable, and least read essays on investing is Charles Ellis's The Loser's Game, first published in 1975. It's funny and provocative, and you should read it in its entirety. Here's the two-sentence capsule of Ellis's argument. In an industry dominated by highly skilled investors all equipped with excellent technology, winners are no longer defined as the guys who perform acts of brilliance. Winners are defined as the guys who make the fewest stupid, unnecessary self-defeating mistakes. There are very few funds with a greater number or variety of safeguards to protect the manager from himself than Beck, Mac and Oliver Partners. Among more than a dozen articulated safeguards, the advisor announced early, publicly, and repeatedly that the strategy has a limited capacity, approximately $1.5 billion, and that they are willing to begin returning capital to shareholders when size becomes an impediment to exceptional investment performance. A single manager has sole responsibility for the portfolio. All research is done in-house by the partners and there is no diffusion of responsibility. The manager may not buy any stock without the endorsement of the other Beck Mac partners. In a unique requirement, a majority of the other partners must buy the stock for their own clients in order for it to be available to the fund. The manager will likely never own more than 30 securities in the portfolio. In a year, the typical turnover will be 3 to 5 positions. Portfolio position sizes are strictly controlled by the Kelly criterion, which means that securities with the best risk-reward comprise a larger slice of the portfolio than others. Positions are regularly adjusted. As a security's price rises toward fair value, the position is reduced and finally eliminated. When the market does not provide the opportunity to buy high-quality companies at a substantial discount to fair value, the fund holds cash. The portfolio's equity exposure has ranged between 70 to 90%, with most of the rest in cash. Mr. Widerer puts it plainly, "My job is to manage risk." The fund's exceedingly deliberate, careful portfolio construction reflects the firm's long heritage. As with other old money advisers like Tweedy Brown and Dodge and Cox, Beck, Mac and Oliver's core business is managing the wealth of those who've already accumulated a fortune. They want to grow their wealth over time, are generally intelligent about the need to take prudent risk, but unwilling to reach for returns at the price of unmanaged risk. That discipline has served the firms and the funds investors quite well. They seek out areas of risk-reward asymmetries, places where the prospect of permanent loss of capital is minimal and substantial growth of capital is plausible. They've consistently found those asymmetries. From inception through the end of September 2013, the fund captured 101% of the market's upside, but endured less than 90% of its downside. That's the emblem of a wealth compounding machine. You consistently lose a bit less in bad time, keep a little ahead in good, and in the long term far outpace your rivals. From inception through the end of September 2013, the strategy outpaced the S&P 500 by about 60 basis points annually. Since its reorganisation as a fund, the advantage has been 195 basis points. It's outperformed the market in a majority of rolling 3-month periods, and in a majority of 3-month periods when the market declined. So what about 2013? Through late October, the fund posted respectable absolute returns, almost 20% year-to-date, but wretched relative ones. It trailed 95% of its peers. Why so? Three factors contributed. In a truly defensive move, the manager avoided the defensive sectors that were getting madly bid up by anxious investors. In a contrarian move, he was buying energy stocks, many of which were priced as if their industry was dying. And about 20% of the fund's portfolio was in cash. Should you care? Only if your investment time horizon is measured in months rather than years. The bottom line. Successful investing does not require either a magic wand or a magic formula. No fund or strategy will win in each year or every market. The best we can do is to get all of the little things right. Don't overpay for stocks, and don't over-diversify. Limit the size of the fund and limit turnover. Keep expenses low and keep the management team stable. Avoid hot investments and avoid unforced errors. Remember, it isn't a game and it isn't a sprint. Beck, Mac and Oliver gets an exceptional number of the little things very right. It has served its shareholders very well and deserves close examination. The Mutual Fund Observer has no financial relationship with Beck Mac. For more information, including the complete fund profile, visit us at mutualfundobserver.com. This is Emma Presley for the Mutual Fund Observer.